You're tuned into 2 Thrasher Ave Radio on Free Radio SAIC. We're playing tracks from Audio Arts Cassette Magazine tonight. That's sound, art, and music from Audio Arts Magazine. Thanks for tuning in.
If had known me for a while. You'd see a change in style. You know me for my deeds alone. You'd know me for my smile and my tone. But when you wait ahead, baby, I wanna be there with you all the time. Yeah, I wanna be there.
Upstairs, quite apart from the linguistics of painting, as it were, and any analogies with other painters.
Thank you. wonderful city.
We have no quarrel with you, the Soviet people. Please understand, the world believes no government has a right to shoot civilian airliners out of the sky.
Thanks for tuning in to Two Thrasher Ave Radio. We're listening to some music and sound art from Audio Arts Cassette Magazine tonight. Right now you're listening to Rod Summers and his track Mail Art Dada Skank.
Even if Ivan insists on arriving, Nixon and Gajewski will sit at a desk making meal or Dada Skank. Dada Skank, meal art. Meal or Dada Skank. Don't put nothing in the. Hooray for Lon, who grows a lot of grass in California. It's very green there. Millard, Dada Skank, Dada Skank, Millard, Millard, Dada Skank. Don't put nothing in the.
Hello, Oval. We all hopeful. You had a merry crowful, and you will have a happy new year.
Pair of beige knickers.
Everybody.
not that I don't leave, not that I don't leave. Somebody got to carry the box full of all the crap we send you. When it arrives, it's thrown away. It's no use pretending there's any point in being a
dad. The XM1 tank, America's newest battle ram. Chrysler designed, Chrysler built, toughest in the world. Ram, tough Dodge pickup, engineered and built by Chrysler like no other truck in the world. More galvanized steel in critical areas. More than Ford or Chevy. XM1 tank, Dodge trucks. Built by the new Chrysler Corporation for America's toughest jobs.
Dodge trucks are ram tough.
This was the end of the world type dream with the nuclear bomb there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Maybe that was the category as the end of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me when to start.
Oh, we're rolling here.
Oh, okay. Well, my dream was really more about the statue than about the end of the world, but I dreamed that there was there was a war, and the planes had, this is an old-fashioned dream because there aren't any missiles in it, and the plane had gone overhead and had dropped the atomic bomb, and everybody was running around, and the bomb fell and personally hit me in the forehead and knocked me out, and what the dream was really about, and it didn't go off, and so I was a hero because it pointed out the futility of war, and so then the problem was then how to design this sort of statue to put up that was like me prone on this marble slab with an atomic bomb sticking out of my forehead. That's it.
Wow, seeing is believing. We're going to give you turtleneck shirt for $3. Dress shirts, $9, $3 to $25. We're going to give you Tully Savalas sport jacket for only $19. Cassini jacket, $9. Come on and come on. You're going to see it. You're not going to believe it. It's
Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours...
I dreamt of falling leaves in a wild storm. I was between them as a desolate shore came to meet me, and I ran, scared stiff. There was a trapdoor, but I couldn't lift it. I've started an affair with your son. Took me to a white lakeside hotel, somewhere high up. The lake was endless. I couldn't stop myself. I was in flames from the first spreading of my thighs. No shame could make me push my dress down. I was split open by your son, Professor. And now come back, a broken woman, perhaps more broken. Can you do anything for me? Can you understand? In again, you can't conceive how clear the stars are, large as maple leaves up in the mountains. They kept falling, falling into the lake.
You're listening to 2 Thrasher Ave Radio on Free Radio SAIC.
Take away all sin. Don't stop. I don't know if you know how much your son admires the stars. The stars were mixed up, but when we gazed up through the glass, there were no stars at all. The stars had gone to Earth. I didn't know till then the stars in flakes of snow come down to fuck the Earth.
You're listening to 2 Thrasher Ave Radio. We're playing tracks from Audio Arts Cassette Magazine. I'm in the studio with Kamau Amu Patton, VXZC_tell. All
right, that last track was Richard Strange, two recent dance works written for performance by Rene Iyer, The White Hotel, an adaptation of the poem Don Giovanni from D.M. Thomas' novel The White Hotel, spoken by Sophie McEwen.
Thank you.
Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours of original soundworks by over 40 artists and accompanied by a 12-page, fully illustrated booklet available to you, the public, direct from Audio Arts, 6 Briarwood Road, London, SW4, at the knockdown price of £9.99, and knowing that no art college, library or private collection shall be without this issue, a primary artwork in itself, I of course replied to the invitation by saying, no. Instead I said, I'll advertise it. Buy it. Now.
Ann Lee, the founder of the Shaker religion, was born in Manchester, England, on February 29th, 1736. She was sent to the factory to work the machines at the age of 10. The old family was destroyed by the Industrial Revolution. Farm life had required large families. After the foreclosure and the migration of families to the city, people still continued to reproduce children that couldn't be fed. Factory owners exploited the children as cheap labor. Ann Lee was forced into marriage. Pregnancy made her feel unnatural. Her 4 children died young. At the same moment that mechanized work began, there appeared religions which had the function of causing the body to quake in dance and ecstasy. Ann Lee joined such a sect. They were the Quakers. She was taught to shake her body. She had visions. She believed that she was the female manifestation of Christ. God had originally made man and woman bisexually self-contained and equal. Because of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, man was punished by having to work at labor he hated. Woman was punished by the burden of childbearing. The snake was heterosexuality. Sexual marriage was the unnatural result of man's fall. But Armageddon was coming, with the good tingings for the elect. The end was imminent. There was no need for new childbirth. Equally, work days were devoted to sober, simple craft work. Sunday was for ritual, religious dances. The two sexes arranged themselves in 4 concentric circles.
You're listening to 2 Thrash Rev Radio. We're playing music from Audio Arts Cassette Magazine. I'm in the studio with Kamau Amu Patton. Right now you're listening to My Religion by Dan Graham. Before that we heard a quaint Audio Arts advert by Kevin Atherton. And then prior to that we're listening to Oblivion, Call Me To You, Part 3 by Barbara S. Thanks for tuning in to freeradiosaic.org.
Sisters and brothers begin whirling in place. The group cries, shake, 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 Christ is with you. There is noise like a whoosh, which means the devil is present. People clap, they leap up and down. Some remove their outer clothes. A fit of shaking, ecstatic seizures passes over the group. Reeling, turning, twisting, some shakers bow down. Others rock on their feet. Still others are doubled over, feet and hands linked as they roll on the floor. They roll over and over like a wheel, or they turn like a rolling log. Some get down on 4 legs like dogs, growl, snap their feet and bark. Carnal mortification frees the shaker from false pride. Ritualistically, the devil is snared from his hiding place within the group and cast out. And the group becomes purified.
We'll be out.
Before the Shakers arrived in America, the Calvinistic Puritans had established its basic creed. The Shakers were proletarians, while the Puritans were the new emerging middle class. Work for the Puritan meant to detach himself. For the Puritan, men were divided into saints and sinners. Good and evil were absolute categories. Each man was to be personally responsible for his own salvation. The Puritans believed themselves to be the agents of God's will, their purpose being to establish a new Jerusalem in America. While America prospered materially, there was always the fear that it might somehow be in the service of the devil, not God. And by the 19th century, 1800, a great religious awakening spread across the land based on this fear. Hellfire preachers preached from tents on the edges of towns. People were forced to reconsider the guilt of their lives, to repent. They recited biblical texts to the beat of piano and guitar music. This was the first introduction of popular instruments.
I like him a lot.
He's very handsome.
One. Two.
He's very good looking.
Three. Four.
He's very handsome.
Five. Six.
He's very good looking.
Seven.
He's very
eight.
Handsome.
Nine.
He is intelligent.
Ten.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is
he? He is a lawyer.
Who is he?
He's a farmer.
Who is he?
He's an architect.
Who is he?
He's a teacher.
Who is he?
He's a doctor.
Who is he?
He's at the university.
Who is he?
He's a university professor.
Who is he?
He's a worker.
Supposing that the centripetal force is inversely proportional to the square of the distance of the places from the center, it is required to define the spaces which a body falling directly describes in given times. Bomb. Case 1. If the body does not fall perpendicularly, it will describe some conic section whose focus is placed in the center of force. Bomb. Suppose that conic section to be ARBP and its focus S. Bomb. And first, if the figure be an ellipse, bomb. Upon the greater axis thereof AB, describe the semicircle ADB. Bomb. And let the right line DPC pass through the falling body. Bomb. Making right angles with the axis. Bomb. And drawing DS. Bomb. PS, the area ASD. Bomb. Will be proportional to the area ASP. Bomb. And therefore also to the time. Bomb. the axis AB, bum, still remaining the same, bum, let the breadth of the ellipse, bum, be continually diminished, bum, and the area ASD, bum, will always remain proportional to the time, bum. Suppose that breadth, bum, to be diminished ad infinitum, bum, and the orbit ARP, bum, in that case, bum, coinciding with the axis AB, bum, and the focus S, bum, with extreme point of the axis B, bum, the body will descend to the right line AC, bum, and the area ABD, bum, will become proportional to the time, bum. Therefore, the space AC, bum, will be given which the body describes, bum, in a given time, bum, by its perpendicular fall, bum, from the place A, bum, if the area ADP, bum, is taken proportional to the time, bum, from the point D, bum, the right line DC, bum, is let fall perpendicularly, bum, on the right line, bum, AB, bum, 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 bum.
This is Connie Beckley to Faust, a footnote.
Case 2. If the figure RPB is an hyperbola on the same principal diameter, AB describe the rectangular hyperbola BED. And because there exist between the several areas and the heights CP and CD relations, CSP is to CSD as CBF is to P. And since the area SPFB varies as the time in which the body P will move through the arc PFB, the area SDEB will also vary as that time. Let the latest rectum of the hyperbolum RPB be diminished in infinitum, the transverse axis remaining the same.
Bum, bum, bum.
And the arc PB will come to coincide with the right line of CB, and the focus S with the vertex B, and the right line SD with the right line BD. And therefore, the area BDEB will vary as the time in which the body C, by its perpendicular descent, describes the line CBQEI. Case 3. And by the like argument, if the figure RPB is a parabola, and to the same principal vertex B, another parabola, BED is described, that may always remain given, while the former parabola, in whose perimeter the body P moves, by having its latest rectum diminished and reduced to nothing, comes to coincide. The parabolic segment BDEB will vary as the time in which the body P or C will descend to the center S or B, QEI. The things above found being supposed, I say, that the velocity of a falling body in any place C is to the velocity of a body describing a circle. At the distance BC, as the square root of the ratio of AC, the distance of the body from the remoter vertex A of the circle or rectangular hyperbola to 1/2 AB, the principal semi-diameter of the figure. AB, the common diameter of both figures.
Sound down.
I'm talking about
Panama es la vida. Panama, c'est la belle vie. Rabbi Blanca, rabbit pour qui? Et ne voyant dans les suburbs de Panama que la fiesta, la feria, les barbaïs, monopolis, la tambola, la bombola, la bamboula, barbapapa, Rabbi Blanca, exit pour qui? Le canal à Nivel del Mar était un écocide. Même pour 5.300 millions de dollars, les eaux du Pacifique ne pouvaient s'allier à celles de l'Atlantique sans que malheur de faune s'en suive. Mais qui en avait cure à l'Isla del Canto? Rabbi Blanqui, Rab Blanc, pour qui? Et puis, tous ces coups, les disturbos, les protestas, les golpistas, non par désenchantement, mais parce que 1 plus 1 égalait encore 2, et que les femmes partent des Américains.
You're listening to 2 Thrasher Ave Radio on Free Radio SAIC. I'm in the studio with Kamal. We're playing music and sound art from Audio Arts Cassette Magazine. Right now you're listening to John Nixon with Anti-Music, and this is called A Sampler Pink and Blue.
Thank you.
This is our last track. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Two Thrash Rev Radio. This is Tracks from Audio Arts Cassette Magazine. Big thanks to my studio guest tonight, Kamau Amu Patton, VXZC Tell. I'll be back in 1 week. 6 to 7, Tuesdays. Freeradio.saic.org, Central Standard Time.